Well, it is a pleasure to welcome in former UTC, Mississippi State, Baylor School quarterback Nick Tiano, the MVP over the weekend of the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl out in Pasadena. He is training in Denver for a shot at the National Football League. And, of course, this past weekend was a great, great step in the right direction. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Thank you all so much for having me on.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I've got to say there is a video of you on YouTube, and you could not have been nicer. I have no idea where this player is from, but he's just firing all these questions at you. You're holding the trophy. Some of the questions make sense. Some of them he goes, and Nick, your team won 30-20, right? And you're just standing there, and you're like, yeah, because the scoreboard in the back has the score. And so you're just – it's funny to try to picture Nick Saban going, now you won this game 41-10, right?
Yeah, no, you definitely get some funny questions and this kind of stuff, but I get it. I just try to be nice to those guys.
You did a great job. You did a great job. All right, playing in the Rose Bowl, how much of a thrill was that?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's got to be, you know, one of the coolest places in the world to play football. You know, I've grown up, been a huge fan of the game my whole life, watched a ton of games in that stadium, so to get to practice and play there for a whole week, you know, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And, Nick, you've seen some trophies out there that are okay. Some are pretty cool. Some are like, eh. You got yourself a pretty nice trophy for winning that MVP.
Oh, man, no, it was. They did an awesome job with the trophy. I'll tell you a funny story, actually. The thing was so heavy. I think it was like 40 pounds itself that the airline on the way back to Denver, they charged me $100 extra.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Costliest MVP ever.
NFLPA. Yeah, for sure. I had to call them. I think they're going to reimburse me for it, but I thought that was pretty funny.
That is wild. All right, here's a question that I had that I thought was very interesting, because I saw another video of you where you're sitting up there at the podium or at the table alongside Marvin Lewis. I mean, when you think about your career and you think about, you know, since going to college, you've, you know, played for Dan Mullen. You had Tom Arth at UTC, Rusty Wright at UTC. How different was it, I guess, because you get to know your college coaches. You only had a short window with Marvin Lewis, yet, you know, he's a guy that you've watched on NFL sidelines for years. What was it kind of like being on Marvin Lewis's team for a handful of days?
No, yeah, it was a super cool experience. Like you said, you know, I've watched Marvin Lewis coach for a really long time. Obviously, he has a great reputation, and, man, he was awesome. He was so cool. Kind of learn from, you know, obviously he's been at the level that we're all trying to get to for a really long time, so he kind of knows some tips and trades to get there and hang around for a little while. So you know, I was just trying to soak up as much as I could. You know, the staff he put together, you know, Kevin Mawai, Jackie Slater, you know, Jeff Blake, Santana Moss, you know, a lot of these guys I'm sure you've heard of. You know, they've all been there, and they played the league for a really long time, so it was a huge opportunity to kind of learn, you know, what it takes from those guys.
See, I was a gigantic Rams fan when I grew up, so like Jackie Slater, that would be just absolutely awesome. Did you have kind of the big eyes, you know, the whole time, or like, hey, after this meeting, can I get your autograph?
No, you know what? Those guys were all so humble and so down to earth. You know, it was really just talking like talking to anybody else. They were so great, and they were so helpful, and they were all so willing to, you know, sit down and spend the extra time with you if you had any questions or needed advice or tips. You know, it was truly an invaluable experience.
Nick, how did you pick Denver? What about Denver as far as this transition from college to a shot in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, so after the season, kind of took some time and interviewed agents. And, you know, there was a guy actually that I've been talking to for a really long time. We'd built a pretty good relationship. And he's from Colorado Springs. And so, you know, there's a training facility out here in Denver that does a great job. You know, there's a group of about 30 of us in this draft prep group. And then there's a quarterback coach out here that I was really excited to work with, a guy that I'd actually gotten to know you know, had the experience to train with once before over the summer. And, you know, his name's Steve Fairchild. He coached in the NFL for a really long time. And, you know, I like the way he coached me. I like what I could learn from him, you know, mentally about the game, kind of X's and O's. And I just thought it was the best opportunity for me to come, you know, improve as a player.
You're listening to Nick Tiano, the former UTC, Mississippi State, and Baylor School quarterback who was MVP over the weekend at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl out in Pasadena. You're listening to Nick here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Nick, after Odell Beckham Jr. was handing out wads of cash to the LSU players, any truth that Terrell Owens was handing out cash to MVPs of the NFLPA game?
Not that I know of. I didn't get that memo if he is.
I'm curious now because there's a lot of folks who have followed your career starting at Baylor, circling through Starkville, and then coming back here. And a lot of folks not only know you but feel like they know you even if they don't know you. Did this become more real, the dream of the NFL, this past 2 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a step in the right direction. You know, I think this past season didn't go exactly, you know, how we wanted and dreamed it to go. But that's okay. You know, I had a starting point. I had an opportunity to kind of go play in that game and get some momentum, get some kind of attention and hype about myself kind of going forward early in this process. So I've just got to take that momentum and take what I was able to do and the things I was able to show in that game, continue to progress and take the next few months and every opportunity I get to show teams, you know, that I can play and they should take a chance on me.
Whether it was Jeff Blake or Marvin Lewis or even Steve Fairchild, and the early feedback that you've gotten as you get ready for the next 3 months in what could be an unbelievable job interview process, what have they told you that you do well, and what is the one thing they've told you you have to do better?
Yeah, you know, if you know me, you know, I don't like to talk about myself, but, you know, I think everybody will tell you that, you know, I've got the size and all the physical traits and the mental traits, you know, the arm and talent, all those kind of things to play and succeed in the NFL. I think it just comes down to consistency. You know, I think the guys that you see every year at the top of the league, you know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you know, those kind of guys, they perform at an extremely high level every time they take the field. And that's what I've got to continue to work through. You know, every time I throw a ball, it needs to be my best ball, right where it needs to be, on time, on target. You know, all those kind of things, every rep getting to that point, not just doing it, you know, 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5, it needs to be 5 out of 5.
All right. And I know that, and you, as long as I've known you, the first time I talked to you, you were a sophomore at Baylor, but you have been always humble no matter the gifts you have. When you went out to the Rose Bowl in preparation for this game, were you intimidated or did you – and intimidated may be too strong of a word. Were you a little unsure going up against the guys who you've seen and who we all may recognize more than your name? Or did you validate your opinion on, absolutely, I can do this?
Yeah, no, for sure. I definitely, you know, have a quiet confidence, you know, and showing up there, I knew that I could play with those guys, and I wanted to show that to everybody else. You know, I feel like I'm somebody in this draft who's maybe getting a little overlooked, and, you know, I'm having to take every opportunity that I get to show teams that, you know, I'm as good as this guy or that guy. And so for me, that was what the opportunity was. You know, there was no nerves, no intimidation, anything like that. I was really excited to get out there and kind of show people who I am and what I can do.
What have you heard about the combine? Anything?
I haven't heard yet. Hopefully hear something this week. You know, if not, continue to prepare for the pro day, but that would definitely be a big opportunity.
You're listening to Nick Tiano, the former UTC, Mississippi State, and Baylor School quarterback who was MVP of the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl in Pasadena this past weekend. You touched on something interesting a moment ago, Nick, when you consider you don't like talking about yourself, but you are in a position now where you've got like 32 teams that are going to perform open heart surgery on you and want to know every single last detail about you. And I'm sure you've kind of already started going through that. How is that awkwardness going when you have to talk about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely don't like it, but you know, those are talks that I've had, you know, with my agent, you know, especially before this past week, you know, cause you know, interviewed with a bunch of teams last week. And yeah, like you said, you know, this process, it kind of is selling yourself, and you know, you have to show them why you're better than everybody else. And, you know, that is tough. I don't like it, but, you know, that is part of it. I think it's just about finding the right way to do it. You know, still being yourself, being humble, but at the same time showing the confidence and showing that, you know, you have what it takes and that you belong there.
All right, Nick, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
Who is the coolest player that you met, whether it was on your team or the opposing team, who was the coolest player that you met out in Pasadena that you got to know a little bit?
Yeah, Charlie Warner. He's tight end from Georgia.
Yeah, interviewed him many a time.
One word to describe Dan Mullen.
Ooh, intense.
Favorite NFL team growing up?
Titans.
Two words to describe Rusty Wright.
Ooh, two words to describe Coach Wright. That's tough. Hard work. That's what I'd say.
All right.
The combine / pro day drill that you're least for looking forward to?
Probably the L drill, you know, running in a circle, all that kind of stuff. I wasn't really built for that.
All right. Which football movie do you like the most that you're ashamed to admit to?
Ooh, football movie. Not ashamed necessarily, but The Longest Yard is a pretty good one to me.
The all original, right?
Both of them, the original and the new one.
Gotcha. All right, well, listen, Nick, congratulations. That was really, really cool when you started seeing news come over the wire that you had had that wonderful performance out in Pasadena. Congratulations on that. And, hey, let's not make this our last call. We want to follow you along in this journey. And so congratulations on what you've done to this point. And I hope these next few weeks and months go to your liking. And we've got a lot of folks in Chattanooga that will certainly be following you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you guys so much. And, yeah, I'd love to anytime. I really appreciate y'all having me on.
Absolutely. Former UTC Mississippi State quarterback Nick Tiano joining us to talk about his endeavors. Again, got some momentum after what he did out in Pasadena. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Papa John's poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.